Jesus stayed in the wilderness for a long time and was tempted by the devil. Again, we are reminded, evil, hurt, and pain does not come from God. And Jesus overcame the devil's temptations. Jesus made it out of the desert, telling us that good light and love will one is stronger than the scariest wilderness. God's love will one day have the last word. But for now, what? If even helpful angels sometimes are hard to find. Jesus stayed in the wilderness. God is in the scary wilderness, big or small. Whatever might feel like an area of wilderness in our own hearts, God is there. And in the different wilderness in our world, God is there, even if angels are far away. I was moved by this year's Lent appeal. I am sure you've been moved by something in our unfair world as well. Maybe something from the news, something that happened far away or close to us. Maybe you met someone who gave you an update about their life and you really felt for that person. Maybe a book or a film made you stay in thought about a troublesome wilderness of some kind. Because I think we all know the feeling when we hear something and we let it come close and we stay for a while in the wilderness with both heart and mind. Something happens when we stay. Love and compassion starts growing. It is different for each and every one of us for how long we decide to stay, because our own lives can also include wilderness, and no struggle should be diminished. But something happens when we step in and stay in someone's wilderness, someone's struggle, in the world's pain. We want to show love and compassion. And then, hope is all of a sudden alive. Because love takes place. Maybe not in a big enough way to make us start talking about angels. But still, love is there. There is a realistic touch to Luke's version of Jesus in the wilderness. Luke does not say that hope is gone, but I think that Luke tells us about hope even when angels seem far away. Angels are not always found in the scary wilderness. But God is there. Amen.